welcome back once again. Well, I'd like to start off this final CD by congratulating you. Congratulations on having made it this far through the audio series. As I mentioned early on, very few people who ever purchase personal development books or tapes ever read the books or listen to the tapes at all. So the fact that you've actually made it this far through really says something about who you are as an individual. It says that you're the type of person who's committed to investing their time and their energy into education that you feel is worthwhile. And it's that same type of commitment that will allow you to produce whatever it is you want to produce in your life in terms of results. And along those lines, on this final CD, I'd like to teach you a technique that you can use to put things into your future in such a way that they actually occur. You see, the greatest leaders throughout all time have been visionaries. People who could actually look out at the world and see it not for what it was, but rather for what it could be. And then they had the ability to turn their visions and their intentions into realities and results. In fact, according to the World Future Society, the essence of leadership is the ability to see and create the future. And now I'd like to share with you a technique for doing just that, consciously taking charge of your future. The fact is that we all create our future each and every day anyway, so we might as well wake up and consciously create it the way we want. And that's what this technique will allow you to do. Early on in our audio series, we talked about the five principles for success. And one of the things I mentioned was that no matter what was going on in your life, if you stop and you ask yourself, what's my outcome in this situation, just doing that empowers you. No matter what type of issue you're facing, no matter what type of problem you're facing, you could stop at any point in time and ask yourself, what's my outcome? And that empowers you to move toward that outcome. Most people are just drifting around through life getting what they get. Now, the technique that I'm about to teach you is a technique that really allows you to begin creating results in your life with precision and really allows you to begin to navigate your future from moment to moment. Let me give you a little background information on the technique that you're about to learn. What I'm actually going to teach you how to do is how to put a goal into your future timeline in such a way that makes it happen. Now, what do I mean when I say timeline? We all have ways of coding and storing time in our mind and body, which is spatial in nature. Now, this isn't a new concept. This has been around since the beginning of time. In fact, Aristotle, in Physics 4, talked about the stream of time. William James, the father of American psychology, once said that the present is a saddleback upon which we sit perched, and we date a memory by tossing it in a certain direction. So the concept of timelines has been around in psychology and in literature forever. Your unconscious mind does the job of storing memories for you, and it stores memories in a way which is spatial in nature. For example, you have a way of knowing the difference between a memory from yesterday and a memory from 10 years ago. And the way you know the difference between those memories is that you have them coded and stored differently in a way which is spatial. So before beginning this process, I want you just to get in tune with which direction the past seems like it is for you and which direction the future seems like it is for you. Now, everybody has their own way of coding and storing time. Like if I were to ask you which way the past was, I have a feeling that you might point in some direction, either behind you or in front of you or to the left or to the right or down or up, in some direction in relationship to your body. Now, there is no right or wrong answer, but I want you just to get a feeling for this, and it might just feel like guessing to you, and that's perfect. In fact, the bridge between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind is the intuition, so it should be an intuitive type guess. So I want you just to go ahead and pick a direction. Which direction does the past seem like it is to you? And just go ahead and point so you know where the past is. So just stop right now and go ahead and do that. Just go ahead and point in some direction in relation to your body. Any direction, which way does the past seem like it is? Just guess. Perfect. Go ahead and point right now. Excellent. If you haven't pointed yet, point. Okay, good. Now, you have a past and you also have a future. And I have a feeling that future, if I were to ask you to point in some direction in relation to your body, you could go ahead and do that as well. So right now, just go ahead and point so that you know where the future is. Go ahead and pick a direction and point. Good, it's just a guess. Go ahead and point. Okay, perfect. So now you've got the past in one direction, the future in another. What I'd like to ask you to do in a moment, and in order to do this, by the way, you can't be driving a car. So you may have to pull over the car if you're driving the car or stop the CD and do it at a later time, because I'm actually going to have you close your eyes here in a moment. So what I want you to do is go ahead and find some place where you can sit down and close your eyes. So go ahead and do that right now. Go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine just floating right up out of your body and floating right up above now. Imagine floating right up above now, so that as you look down on now, now seems small and insignificant down below you. And I want you to imagine down below you your timeline. Now you may see the past off in one direction, the future in the other. You may see it. It may be a visual, like you can see the timeline down below you. It may appear to you like a river of time or like a strip of film negatives. Or you may not see anything at all. You may just get the sensation of floating above the timeline, like floating in a bathtub. And you may just get the sensation or feeling that the timeline is down below you, with the past in one direction, the future in another. However you do it is fine. Or you may just hear sounds, like the sounds of leaves floating in the wind. And you may just hear sounds down below you, where the timeline would be. Just imagine that right now. And this is all in your imagination. And if you have challenges with this, just pretend that you're doing it. Good. With your eyes closed, pretending to be floating up above the timeline. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to get the sensation of floating back above the timeline, floating back in the past above your timeline. So just get that sensation right now. So just go ahead and float back into the past above your timeline. Float right back into the past above the timeline. Float right back into the past above the timeline. Excellent. And now turn and float off toward the future above the timeline. Just float right out into the future above the timeline. Right out into the future. Right out into the future. And then float right back above now, and then right back down into the room. And just float right back down into the room. Good. And open your eyes and come on back. Excellent. So what that was just a kind of a test drive of the timeline. Now, you may not have visualized anything at all. You may have just gotten sensations, or you may have just gotten the feeling that you were floating above the timeline. Or once again, it may have been more of an auditory process for you. However you do it is fine. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. If all else fails, it's just in your imagination. So just pretend that you're doing it, and you'll produce the same result.